All right, guys. So today we're obviously doing a bit of a prayer, share, reflection kind of vibe today. But I do have a verse that I'm going to talk about for a little bit. And you can also hold in your hearts as well. So it's 1 Chronicles 16, verse 24. If you want to turn to it or you want to find it or write it down. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 24. And that says, "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples." Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. So it's a short verse, but I think it has a lot for us to think about, and especially with the recent Tanzania trip as well. So let's quickly look at the context of that verse. It's basically a moment of celebration. David is bringing the ark back. He's restoring the presence of God to the center of Israel's life. And in the middle of that celebration, David commands the people to declare his glory among the nations. So not to keep it to themselves, not to just whisper it quietly, but to declare it boldly and joyfully and intentionally. And that's definitely something that's quite powerful for us, especially because we've had people that have recently gone on mission trips, but equally we see it happening all the time when people go out evangelizing, or even when you're having a coffee with your friend and you drop a bit of Jesus into your chat. So what does declare his glory actually mean? There's two parts. It's not just words, it's a lifestyle. Declaring God's glory is not only about preaching, it's how we live, how we communicate, how we serve, and how we show people what God is like. And it's also showing people God's character. God's character is love, it's power, it's faithfulness, it's justice, it's mercy. So when we forgive people, when we encourage people, when we show compassion, when we help someone in need, we are declaring God's glory because we are showing God's character. And then that third bit, among the nations. At the end of the day, God's heart is global. So when David was telling Israel to declare his glory amongst the nations, he was reminding Israel that God's love and glory was bigger than just them, and it's bigger than just us as well. God wants everybody, every tribe, every community, every country, every background to experience his love. And that's why things like mission work and evangelism is so important. Like, for example, when Sue went over to Tanzania, they didn't just go on holiday to a new country. They stepped into God's global heartbeat, and they were living out that verse in real time. And then I just want to talk a bit more about the Tanzania trip, because even if you didn't go, I think that trip can teach us some truths that really relate to that verse. So God is already at work amongst the nations. Like, mission isn't about, you know, there is this conception like you're bringing God to people, but at the end of the day, God was already there. What you're doing is just joining him there. And what you're doing is praising God in amongst the nations where he already was, because God is everywhere. I think sometimes there can be pride and ego that says, oh, I'm bringing God to these remote people, but God was already there. What you're doing is being a vessel. You're declaring his glory amongst the nations, and you're allowing people and helping people to see that God has been with them the whole entire time. Secondly, the gospel looks beautiful in every culture. So different styles of worship, different traditions, different languages, but one same Jesus and one same God. And that's really important as well, because it means that it allows us to remember that God is not contained in certain borders or certain languages or certain time zones. And it shows us that his presence is ever expanding. So when we say declare his glory amongst the nations, that can be as simple as going from one postcode to another postcode. When we do like praying for the different streets or visiting somebody, or even as big as going on a mission trip. And finally, when we serve others, we are actually able to see God more clearly. So it doesn't just help other people, but it helps yourself. When you go out and you serve, you're expanding your view of God. You're allowing yourself to see how he can work in lives that aren't your own, how he can work in cultures that aren't your own. And therefore, you're getting reminded of his expansive glory. And so when you listen, for example, to other people's testimonies, it reminds us that declaring God's glory isn't just a one-off event or, you know, 20 minutes at the front. It is a lifestyle. It's in every conversation, in every act of service, every opportunity that we have, that we're living, is an opportunity to declare God's glory. And so what does that mean for us today? Essentially, this verse is a reminder to live our faith publicly. Declare his glory in your workplace, in your school, in your friendships, not just by shouting in the middle of the street, but simply by showing Jesus daily, by reflecting God's love through your actions and how you treat other people. By supporting mission trips, things like going to Tanzania, going away, these are things that take time, take money, take planning, take commitment, take courage and faith, and even just praying for people that are going away and doing that kind of work. It really helps, it supports them, and also it means that you're taking part in that global mission as well. And finally, be willing to be used. You don't need to cross an ocean in order to follow this verse of declaring God's glory amongst the nations. God might ask you to simply speak to somebody that you next meet, or bring somebody a coffee and tell them about the good things that God's done for you. He might use you here in London. He might use you at work. He might use you on the bus. He might call you to Tanzania. He might call you somewhere else. But wherever you are, you are a carrier of his glory, because his glory lives inside you. And that should be enough to encourage you to share that with other people. So I'm going to just end with a small prayer. The same God who called Israel to declare his glory is calling us today. Whether we go to Tanzania or Brixton or our workplace tomorrow morning, the mission is the same. Show the world who Jesus is. Let our lives be a declaration of his marvelous deeds, because he is worthy and the nations are waiting. Amen.